process of seeing the last few dates. We'll skip to Monday, May 9th, where you'll see the annual public budget hearing. Next week, a very important day across New York State for all school districts, especially us here in Weetabix, because we have the annual budget vote, which is taking place up here at the high school from 12 o'clock noon until 9 o'clock in the evening. And it's important that no matter what the outcome of that vote is, that we get a sense from the community members and the taxpayers on what they feel about that vote and the budget we present. If by chance that budget does fail, we have to put this legally, even though we don't like to. If it does fail, we would have to have a second vote on Tuesday, June 21st, for the second vote if needed. Going back to the 15-16 school year, our budget was about a $21.3 million budget. Last year's budget increase was $132,000, or just under. It was a very difficult budget year because there were lots of areas that needed to be reduced. And at the same time, we found many efficiencies to help with those reductions and do things in a different way. Last year's budget increase, budget to budget, was a 0.6%, modest, very modest. And that's inclusive of when you have contractual obligations. The tax levy amount last year, which is after you take away all of the revenue sources, the revenue source of the tax levy amount is what has to be put on the taxpayers in order to fund the rest of the budget. It was $12.9 million. That is was a $210,000 increase last year, levy to levy. And last year's levy, which was right in line with what the tax cap allowance was 1.66%, which was a little couple points under, percentage points under the levy that we were allowed. And then some state aid was $8.4 million. Last year's levy, many of you who live in this school district, if you qualified for STAR, you should have received a reimbursement check or a refund check from the state. It could have been minimal for some and more, a little bit more for others, because we were under the levy last year and the board did a really nice job of that. Fast forward to this year, we out of the gate, believe it or not, if you just watched the Kentucky Derby, it was a very well-run race. We out of the gate were stumbling because of the restrictions put on to us by contractual obligations and by the state aid formula that we've given about our levy. And why I say that, contractual obligations, these are everything that we're obligated in regards to salaries, in regards to contracts that we have to honor, that are in the midst of whatever year they may be. Out of the gate was a $355,000 increase to the budget. That is a number that would not have met the levy just by itself, or the levy restriction just by itself. Benefits, health benefits, and other benefits that we, again, are contractually bound to is about $236,000. Luckily, we found some adjustments and some negatives where we had a bond anticipation notice adjustment, some lower percentage that our business official worked on, and some other vendor contracts where we're saving just under $23,000. We've reduced some programs and some costs at BOCES and looking for some of those efficiencies of $30,000. The employee retirement system, which is for all teachers and administrators, and the employee retirement system is for all non-teachers and non-administrators, and the teacher retirement system, which is for all certified personnel, is a reduction again this year, which is good for us, of about $132,000 we're recognizing. But that total budget, just what we call fixed costs, is $406,801 out of the gate. And that's something that we have to struggle with each year, because those are our fixed costs. If you took last year's adopted budget of $21.3 million and you added the fixed cost to it, again, this is not looking at any additional program, any additional benefit for children, other than what we offer right now, the cost of the proposed budget was $21.7 million, or just under $21.8 million. Then what we had said earlier is that we start meeting with principals and directors and speak about what they would like to run their program in order to offer the best program possible to our students to make them compatible with, to be able to compete with other school districts in the area, in the region, the state, and so on, and eventually globally. We have for many, many years offered a program that has been a good program, but we're looking to strengthen our program. It's one of our board goals is to offer the best possible program to our students. In doing so, this list probably was about 100 items long in speaking with the principals and the directors. We've whittled it down to what we felt are the most needed and the most important in order to offer our students more opportunity. Model UN is a program where sophomores, juniors, and seniors at the high school will have the opportunity to go to Vassar College and participate in a mock UN type of program 2 to 3 times a year with 4 to 5 other school districts, and they'll learn about governance and public speaking, and it's a really great program at Vassar College, and we figured it's something that we could offer 25 to upwards of 40 students during the year. Last year, we cut any equipment to our operations and maintenance. You cannot run a $21, $22 million organization without proper equipment. We have a fantastic director of facilities this year who has asked us to put some money back in so that he can purchase some equipment to continue to work on the facilities. Equipment of science, we have $1,000, very modest, and that is for some scales and some microscopes that are antiquated. We need to purchase new ones or service them. We have some supplies for EBIS and WBS, which are in the forms of what they need to assist their programs, and they're minor, $1,000 each building. A large one, $40,000 for the Envision Financial Management System. Currently, right now, we're one of the only school districts in the 4-county area that is running on an old financial personnel benefits type of management system. It's very time-consuming, laborious, and it takes a lot of our people's time, and they could be using that time to work on other initiatives that they may be having in front of them. This one is a slow one, it's called Informatic, and BOCES is not supporting it anymore, and it's about time that we make that move. It will allow us to be more efficient, it will organize our financials better, and again, it'll have the ladies in the office and Cynthia be able to pull up something and work on a spreadsheet or a program that is much quicker than what they're doing right now. And again, it's not supported by BOCES anymore, so it is time, and it is supported by BOCES reimbursement some funds. We'd like to offer more field trips, especially at the high school level, to our students up here and allow them to extend their learning outside of the classroom. We're looking at a Mandarin Chinese immersion program, and that really should be Mandarin Chinese, possibly German immersion program. And what the thought of that is that we want to give our students opportunities to be exposed to other cultures, to be exposed to other languages. There are numerous studies that will let you know that the more opportunities students have to practice foreign languages, the more successful they're going to be in their other courses. I think it's something that we've talked about hanging our hat on in Weebatuck, that if we can find some programs that make it really attractable for people to come here, language would be one of those. And it'll also help us decide in the next 2 to 3 years, because this would be offered at the 4th, 5th, and 6th grade, about what our language offerings are going to be next year in the future. Whether currently right now we have French and Spanish, and if that's going to be the way, or are we going to move towards more business type of languages like Spanish, German, Mandarin, or some other ones. So we thought it was very economical for to have people here and work with our students, and they would be coming from Alfred University, and we actually have been in conversation with them. Right Reasons Technology is a program, an educational, instructional program. Currently, right now, we have a major need that was identified, our academic intervention services, offering to our students. This is a program that will help offer those instructional benefits to our students. It also will help us in developing, which we're currently going to offer this year, we're very excited about, a summer school program where students can work on it from home and also be bused in 2 days a week to just practice on the skills that they are lacking throughout the year. When we looked at some numbers, we had 95 failures of classes, not 95 students, 95 failures at the high school over the last 3 or 4 years each year. And when asked, well, what happens to those students when they fail a course, the answer that I was given was they either get double up the next year, which to me doesn't make sense. If you fail 9th grade math why would you go to 10th grade math and take 9th and 10th grade math? They go to summer school, which right now, the last 2 or 3 years, we've had 3 students to 7 students go to summer school with only 1 or 2 passing each year. And when asked why, it was because it's expensive, it's because it takes time to get to the school, or students have to work or watch their siblings as their parents are working 1, 2, 3 jobs. So we said, well, instead of them doubling up, instead of them failing and staying another year, we want to be able to offer them a summer school at zero cost to them. And if they can't make it in here, we have a bus that's going to pick them up 1 to 2 days a week. And we're going to provide them with the technology they need, and they can do this at home, just the skills that they need, and come in and check with teachers 1 to 2 times per week. That is something that no other school district in the area offers. I can tell you that now. I think it will have a profound effect on our student success at the high school. And it will hold them accountable that you're not going to be able to double up or pass a course if you don't take advantage of this, which we're giving you every way possible to take advantage of. You can't say it's too expensive because it's free. You can't say you can't get here because we're providing transportation. You can't say you have to stay home and watch your siblings or you work because we're allowing you to do it from home, most of it on the computer. I think it'll have a profound effect on the success of our students. We have a literacy initiative, another major undertaking by the district. We've looked at pre-K through 12, our philosophy of literacy, and we've come to find out that there really is no one philosophy that we abide by, and what we've said is that we need to. So students need to be, children need to be reading early in order to be prepared for the upper levels. We're seeing that that is something that when we say one word in first grade, or we talk about what literacy is in first grade, we want that to be carried through second, third, all the way up to 12th grade, that teachers, administrators, parents, students, people of Weetutuck can say this is what literacy means in Weetutuck. And it's a major undertaking for us. $5,000 is minimal, but that's for some professional development to bring in some resources for us to work with. So PBIS, same thing. It's a positive behavior intervention program. Currently, right now, bullying is prevalent in every school district around the area, in New York State, in America. And what we've said is that it's no different than Weetutuck. And what we've said is, again, much like literacy, if a student is leaving third grade at the elementary school and coming to fourth grade, they have a completely, right now, different expectation of what good behavior is. And not only is it confusing to children, but they see that what's asked for me down here at third grade is very different than in fourth grade, fifth grade, and so on and so forth. So we've come together and we're working together with a expectations of good behavior and role models pre-K through 12 so that everyone can be consistent. So that a bus driver in the morning knows what those are. Bus driver in the afternoon knows what those are. Teachers, administrators, all support staff understand what good behavior is and the same expectations. Again, another effect that will have positivity. You have an account clerk typist. It's really just a readjustment to a salary. Currently, right now, in central office, we have someone who is acting as an account clerk, but she is under the union model of a teacher's aide. The union has said, listen, it's time you have to make that adjustment, and that is also due to the Dutchess Personnel Department, Civil Service, making sure that we make that adjustment. So there is an adjustment to her salary. Summer school program to support what I had said before, that's inclusive of transportation, it's inclusive of salaries and supplies for administrators and teachers. We have a bubble of students coming up from the third grade to fourth grade. We would need to open up another section of fourth grade to accommodate that bubble. And we also have a 1.0 health/science teacher. We have a gentleman who has served us very well, who for many years has worked here, and the last few has worked as a retired person teaching 3 courses. So that's 0.4, 0.6 of a person. He's ready to retire. We want him to enjoy his retirement. We figured if we can team that up with a science certified teacher to offer our students more efficient labs where they currently right now don't have enough for their science courses, and even more opportunities for electives so that they can, again, just do more than the actual minimum. And again, just opportunities for our students. That is $296,000 in that list right there. Well worth it. Little different direction than fixed costs, because what we then tell the administrators and directors is that's great, we want to do it, but you have to find ways to offset that, because we just can't put another $296,000 on the taxpayer. That's, you'll see, if I added the 296 to the fixed costs in the current budget, you're looking at an over $22 million budget. So we said, let's go look and find some efficiencies and some reductions. And that's what we say. If you're going to take, what are you going to give to offset that cost? So we do have a number of line reductions. Our transportation department has said they're going to reduce a run, saving us $20,000. We have a wonderful music program, but we have excess music teachers. We have a lot of music program here, and it's great people. But when we looked at schedules, we found ways that we can take the 3.6 music teachers, reduce it to 3, and offer very close to the program that we're offering now. At times we had teachers with 1 or 2 students in their classrooms, and that's just not the norm. So that, even though it loses a very important and good teacher, we are going to make the cut because it does fit the program. That 0.4 teacher I spoke about, his salary is about $29,000, so that would be a reduction. We are, a number of years ago, have decided to filter out German because the number of students taking German has been very low. So this is the last year of that German teacher. We may bring that person back to be part of the immersion program to maybe build German up for the future. But there is a reduction there. Our business official, again, going with a fine-tooth comb every step of the way, looked at ways that we can find other reductions and found over $200,000 over the past few years that have been over budgeted line items, has been up and shaved some of them off to say that if you're not spending it, then we shouldn't budget as much for that. So she's done a great job with that. And we have looked at a couple of other BOCES services that we don't need because we could do them in-house of $45,000. So the program that I had said before, the 12 or 13 items, which are program builders, $296,000. But when I went back to the administrators and Cynthia and said, we'll find new ways to find money, they found over $378,000. So that's a great exercise, and they deserve credit for that. If you take that 378 out of that first number I gave you, we're down to a $21.7 million budget for more opportunity for students. The Board of Ed weighed these options. They saw the last budget was 21.382. By the way, I didn't know I put slides transition in here, so did you? We asked them about the fixed cost budget, and they said alone that was $406,000, which would have been a budget-to-budget increase. They said, no, not going to work for us. We talked to them about the additional program budget. They loved it. They wanted all the program that we could possibly have, but it would have been a $702,000 increase or a 3.29 budget-to-budget. And they said, we love all the programs that you're offering, but that is way too expensive. So when we gave them the final proposed budget with some of those numbers, especially the reductions, we came to them with a $21.7 million budget, $323,000 budget-to-budget increase. If you remember that, over $400 was an increase of just the cost, the fixed cost, which is a budget-to-budget increase of 1.51%. And the board said, let's think about this. It is something that offers more opportunity for students. It fits our goals. And even though it's not a zero, there is some possibility for it to be affordable. So they said yes. And again, it includes the program request. This is an important slide because it shows that, again, they're really the budget is not extensively put into one area, whether it be administrative costs, which you'll see there, or program cost or capital costs. They're all fairly close. Last year's administrative budget, 9.3% of the total budget. This year, 9.8%. Program, 74.5%, almost identical, 74.4. And capital, you'll see there, which is some debt service and tax certiorari, has gone down because we've had some debt come off the books. So it is very similar to, again, a very well-balanced budget that affords lots of program for our children. You then, that's budget to budget, so 1.5% budget to budget. You then have to take the anticipated revenues, which you're going to find out what the actual levy is going to be. So we took our budget, $21.7 million, which is this year's. We took $2.1 million budget balance, I'm sorry, fund balance transfer. And this is an interesting one. Each year, the board does something really special. They budget a certain amount of money, and instead of using that money and spending it, they always wind up giving it back to the homeowners and to the taxpayers. A lot of school districts budget additional and either spend a lot of it or stash some of it away in reserves. This board each year budgets it and then gives it back. We're trying, based on auditors' recommendations, to get a little bit away from that process and start budgeting closer to what we really need. So this year you'll see that even though we have the $2.1 million to offset the levy, we're only budgeting about 1.8, 1.9. So we're trying to skim that off a little bit so it's more for the future. But we have those additional resources this year, which is great. And state aid and other, which are some other areas that we find our revenue in, is $6.4 million, which would leave the 16-17 proposed tax levy of $13.19 million. This is a $256,000 levy increase, and it's a 1.98% levy to levy increase. A little bit about the tax levy limit, because this is important for us all to recognize. We're in year five of it, and year five, the state gives us a formula and says, this is what your tax levy is. Everybody thinks it to be a 2% tax levy, and that is true. But when you fill out the formulas, it's really based on the consumer pricing index this year, which for us was a negative. But if you had it based on theirs and you were to meet their levy or their tax cap levy, the majority would be, you need a simple majority of 50% plus one vote. And I point that out this year because this year we are over the levy, and I'll show you why. Our allowable levy this year by the state's calculation was a negative, which means we were given that your levy to levy year to year should be minus or negative 1.13%, which would meant a $146,000 reduction over last year's. Now, I want you to try to paint the picture in your head. Right out of the gate when I said we stumbled was because of this. Our operating cost coming out of the gate of things that we have no control over was $406,000 increase. But the state's formula said you would have to cut 146. So right away, we're in over $500,000, $600,000in a delta there. So again, with their levy, we would be a negative 1.13 minus $146,000. So that was our levy last year. Our levy this year would have had to have been 12.7. That's how you get that money. So what is the example of the financial impact? Again, I talked to you about what coming out of the gate, our fixed costs were. The levy limit impact reduction, we had no control of that. We can't just say we're going to reduce that fixed cost. That's what it is. The levy limit reduction of $146,000, which would have meant that we would have to cut out of our current budget $552,000 that I presented to you. That's impossible without affecting program. That is not a threat, that is a reality. You cannot cut $600,000 from a budget without affecting program. So that is why the board has chose to go over the tax levy limit. Reasons to override the tax levy, what does it do? And these are the reasons why the board sat night after night thinking about this. If they want to make it affordable, they understand people are struggling. But the reasons to override, it continues support of academic and extracurricular programs. It maintains class sizes at the elementary level. It's support of literacy initiative that will define a clear vision and path for the academic success of our students. It has additional high school electives geared towards science, technology, engineering, arts, and music, or otherwise STEAM. It has a language immersion program that will offer our elementary students an introduction to Mandarin and Chinese and German. It has a development of a common pre-K through 12 behavior intervention plan, which I mentioned. It hosts this year for the first time our own in-house summer school academic credit recovery program at zero cost to the students. And support for continued maintenance and development of buildings and grounds. And when they weighed that against the cost, they said it's important to continue to move forward with this. So, I told you a simple majority needs 50% plus one. A super majority is what we need if you go above the tax cap levy limit, which would be negative 0.12. We're going to 1.98, still under 2%. The proposed budget results in 1.98% levy, which is about above the allowable tax cap levy limit, and we need a 60% plus one supermajority vote. So we need more than the simple, we need a supermajority. What happens if the budget does not pass by the 60% plus one on May 17th? I'm not going to read it all. The board can do a couple of things. They can put the same one or revise one. So that's a decision they would have to make. That's why it's important for people to come out and vote. If it's overwhelmingly no, or we would know that that's just something that we can't do. Or they can decide to put together the 1.98% allowable 1.12 and make additional expense reductions, knowing that we have a $402,000 fixed cost. So that would be difficult for us. Or we can go right to contingency budget, which is a 0% increase, which would mean another $256,000 reduced out of what we had just spoke about. The important thing to know is when I spoke about revenue, something that we haven't done this year, which many, many years we have, is we have not used any of our reserves. And that is important because reserves are to be used for a rainy day in case there's a major catastrophe or a need. Like this year we had across the street. How much was it, Cynthia? $235,000 pipe burst, and we had to put new pipes in. Cynthia, again, with good budgeting and the board's foresight in the past, used reserves to help cover that and operating budget to cover that. So having those reserves and not touching them this year is important for our future. So this is what we would have to do. Put the same one up or something close or anywhere in between the negative and the 1.98, or go right to contingency, which has lots of regulations and rules that we really as a community would have a difficult time with, inclusive of people using the facilities would have to be charged. There would be no field trips would have to be cut. Purchasing of equipment would have to be cut. Not something we want to go to as a district. As a reminder, again, for those who want it summarized, budget to budget, $323,000, 1.51%. Levy to levy, increase of $256,000. Or a levy to levy increase of 1.98%. Very interesting slide, and I'm not going to try to fool you, so please try to follow what I say here. You'll see that the average taxes average, based on last year's assessment, for the average, means that your taxes will decrease this year. $100,000 assessed value, your taxes would go down $13. A $200,000 assessed value, your taxes would go down $26. And a $300,000 assessed value, your taxes annual decrease would be $40. How could that possibly if the levy is going up? And this is the only answer I can give you, and then Cynthia will have to take over. Is the assessments in the area of the homes and the value of the assessments has gone up. So if the assessment of your home goes up, there's a bigger pool of money, your annual decrease of taxes will go down. So your taxes, your school taxes, are literally going to go up anyway. It's just the assessed annual decrease, or the annual assessed will go down because your assessment's going up. Is that fair, Cynthia? Okay. If your assessment went down, your school taxes would go up. Obviously, that's higher. Okay. And that's an average. So not everyone's taxes are going down that, but your school taxes, based on your average assessment. I think that's my cue to hurry up. We're asking for three propositions. The first one is the approval of the budget for 16-17. The second one is election of two board members. We have two seats available this year, and the two of the board members, hopefully, that are potential board members are here to speak in the next couple minutes. And the authorize the acquisition of two large school buses and to install security cameras on the entire fleet at a maximum aggregate cost not to exceed $250,000. And these would be the side-mounted cameras. And it's because we have a lot of issues with people passing, drivers passing our school buses with the red lights on. And when we speak with the police, they say, unless you have proof of the cameras, we can't do anything to prosecute those. We'll have that here. In summary, it's a $323,000 increase to the budget, or 1.51%. The levy is $256,000, or a 1.98% budget levy to levy. Again, dates, please remember them. Come out and vote, tell your friends, your family, your neighbors. Are there any questions from the board first? From the public? with that, that's it for the public presentation. I think we're going to finish our meeting and then open up for meet the candidates. So thank you, and please.
I have a question.
Oh?
The reason for the two school buses, what is the reason?
We are on a plan, so we are constantly taking two that have met their life's limit. So we have two buses with over 160,000 miles on.
So you need them because they're old?
Yeah, they're old, and then two more coming to replace. We actually sell them back and get some money back for them.
Oh, you got some money back?
Yeah.
And just to add a little history, there was a while when we didn't buy any, and too much of the fleet aged. So the transportation supervisor came up with a plan to have a phased replacement of them so that it wouldn't be too much of a hit at once, but we would wind up with buses that had better value, were not breaking down, because all of that costs money too, so.
What were the proposals, cuts when you're trying to balance the proposed improvement programs of about $45,000, but the proceeds program cuts? What was that?
So that would be if there were programs that we have students in that may have students with disabilities, and they would be placed in BOCES program because that's where they were best suited in regards to services, where maybe now we can offer some of those services, bringing them back here. There were some curriculum and instructional areas where now that we have a curriculum instruction slash student services person, where she can do some of those trainings instead of doing them out of BOCES, so things like that.
And you're confident that that's the equivalent level would be done?
Yes. Yes?
I have a question. If I was following the presentation correctly,
you get a lollipop, because I don't
the revenue from the state aid, why is that lower for the 2016-17 year?
It's actually lower for the 2016-17 year. In previous years, we had OPEB, other coastal home benefits, like a pool of money that we've used to supplement our revenues. And we've kind of used it all up. It was like $450,000 one year. Another year, last year, was about $182,000. This year, we're not using any more of it. And we're also not including reserves.
Yeah, so state aid actually has gone up. But the other is some of the reserves that we in the past have used, including that OPEB fund, which have been depleted. We're not using them this year, so the state aid has gone up, but the state aid and other has gone down. So I could better explain that.
Maybe it's the slide to see the state aid in parens, maybe, but it's actually just a reduction off the 21.
Yep.
Oh, because of the 8 point something.
No, she's asking the right question. It's a very good question. So what we had here.
Yes.
That includes the 2.1 million, and it's split out at the end of the slide.
So where we had state aid and other 8.4, now it's only, what do you say, 6?
Yes.
It's still.
And the reason is because the 2.1 is not inclusive in there, and we've actually had some other revenues. Okay. Good
Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments from the public?
Just one. Again, just going back, I don't know if it's a ridiculous small amount of money, $5,000, but could you just explain a little about what the $5,000 for the EBIS program would target?
Yeah, that would be, again, any type of resources that may be needed. They want to buy shirts for students that are recognized for good behavior, or it's just resources like that, or any type of other professional development you want to bring. I'd like to see that $50,000 for you.
So it's training for faculty and staff?
It's training. It's, for example, the high school has spoke about, I don't know if it was high school, they're going to, in the next couple of weeks, in the summer, when the students are here for summer school, they're going to be unveiling like a mock PBIS rollout. So they may buy those students t-shirts or any type of recognition types of things. So they're coming up with ideas. It just gives them a little bit to say, you know what, we recognize the program, and we recognize that you're committed to the program, and we're going to put a little money to help with any type of other resources. I think PTA, who's here, said that they would help also, correct? I was saying that, but she's not going to do this. But I think we had a meeting with PTA, and PTA said they would talk to us about those things also. Okay?
Further questions?
I have another one, sorry. What again is Right Reasons Technology?
So it's an instructional program that is computer-based, that has a number of components. One would be for our academic intervention services. So one of our ideas is that we're going to set up instructional labs at the high school and the intermediate school, manned by a current employee teaching assistant, where if I'm a social studies teacher and my students are struggling based on an assessment I gave or an assignment in the high school, instead of those students going into study hall, they'll be assigned to this instructional lab where the teaching assistant will facilitate for those students actual learning on this writing class, on the skills that they're deficient in.
Okay, so why can't, for $35,000, that's a lot of money, why can't the teacher just help them?
They do. But in New York State, you have to offer academic intervention, so it's additional support from the classroom. This is one of the reasons, and again, one of the components we're talking about. Another component would be the summer school program that we spoke about, where this will be the program that teachers use with students to allow them to do it from home, to come in to check for understanding in the classroom.
That's a good idea. Are we equipped with, do we have a computer?
We do.
Mm-hmm.
We do. And through a smart bond grant that the state has allowed, or voters actually approved that 2 years ago, we are also purchasing one.
How many do you have?
Total computers? Would be guessing. I don't know. We actually just purchased 40 more, Cynthia? 40 more computers or 60?
I believe it was 60.
60 more Chromebooks. So that'll help.
So you think you'll need about 60 pages to use them?
The right reasons or?
Yeah, for the right reasons.
To me, the right reasons is 750 students from pre-K to 12th grade. But we have computer labs, we have carts. Again, it's also from home. So if I'm struggling, instead of me getting all the work over again, even things that I may have mastered, this will be able to give them just the areas that they have.
Good questions. Thank you.
Yeah.
Further, yes?
The account clerk typist.
Yes.
Is that just a lateral switch in title, or did you post for the job, or?
You can't post for it, too. It's actually a person.
Oh, okay. Okay. It sounded like he was just changing a title. Okay.
We would have to post and go from the list.
I got you.
Are there further questions?
Okay, please come out and vote. I can't tell you to support it anymore.
Can I get a motion to close the public budget hearing?
So moved.
Rick, thank you. Is there a
second?
Thank you. Discussion from the board. I would just like to say thank you all for coming out, for listening, and for your questions and your input. And if there are no other comments, all those in favor of closing the budget hearing?
Aye.
Thanks.
We have more
meetings?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yes.
Okay, we have the PTA ready, so if we can move through this,
it would be great. Okay. Oh, we're going to whip through. Okay. No student reports tonight. Public comment, it doesn't look like anybody has signed in for public comment.
Can we just ask them in case they...
Yeah, but I know we have a question from Judy Westfall.
Yeah, there was a surplus item list up for... approval and stuff, and I just kind of expected to see that on the meeting list tonight for approval.
We submitted an open last week. We couldn't get it onto the agenda in time.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
But they have been, the people have been helpful. Yeah.
Good. Was there public comment? Hi, Jim. Public comment. Thank you. There being no comment, we'll close that portion. Ray, do you have a report for us tonight?
I do not.
Okay. We're moving to the consent agenda. Is there anything any board member would like pulled from the consent agenda? If there are no, Chris,
no.
Did you?
He's messing around.
No,
it's just
nothing.
See, I know,
I'm surprised too.
Okay, there being no amendments to the consent agenda, I'm looking for a motion to approve it.
So moved.
Nikki, is there a second? Rick, thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Consent agenda passes, I believe unanimously. We are, Tracy, delegations?
There are none.
Okay. Just bear with me one second. Committee reports? Okay. All right, back to public comment. I do want to ask if there's, do we have a matter that we need to discuss in executive session tonight?
Unless the board does, no.
I do not.
Do you want to?
Okay, good. I'm looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting and turn it over to the PTA.
So moved.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you.
All yours, Al.
Aye.
Thanks, Ella. Good luck.
Yeah, just leaving me here.
Stand.
Ella, can you just give us 2 seconds and we'll be out of your way?